Officer Caesar Goodson Jr., the van driver in the Freddie Gray case, will go before a Baltimore City Police Department trial board today. Goodson was acquitted on criminal charges in the April 2015 incident. He now faces departmental charges of misconduct. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Bonessi wanted to find out what sort of rights officers have heading into trial boards, and brings us this report.
Goodson is one of three officers acquitted on criminal charges in Gray's death to request a trial board. Two others, officers Edward Nero and Garrett Miller, have opted out of trial boards and accepted their punishment, but that punishment has not officially been disclosed. The punishments can range from suspension of up to 30 days without pay to being fired. So what rights do these officers have? The Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights, or LEOBR, grants a different set of civil liberties to law enforcement officers than any other public employees or civilians.
Police officers have super due process.
City Solicitor Andre Davis says it's a big reason why the outcomes of these three trial boards may remain private. When the LEOBR was signed into state law in 1974, it was the first of its kind in the country. Davis says it gave officers rights above and beyond constitutional rights.
Really, no other employee or person really in America has.
Under Section 3 of the LEOBR, a law enforcement agency has a year to file charges of misconduct against an officer, with the exception to criminal activity or excessive force. Edward Jackson, a professor of criminal justice at Baltimore City Community College and a former Baltimore City police officer, says,
"They make it very arduous. It's not user-friendly, so to speak."
So a citizen might file a complaint against an officer, but the agency might not recognize it till a year later. Jackson says that even people who understand the LEOBR complain that the responsibility is placed on the citizen.
To prove that the officer engaged in act of misconduct, and it doesn't take into consideration, hey, my rights were violated, and it seems like I'm on the defensive.
The LEOBR also contains Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination.
If an officer is compelled to give a statement, he or she is entitled to get an assurance from the prosecutor, from the state's attorney, that they are not going to prosecute that officer criminally.
So if someone claims an officer committed a crime, that officer has 10 days to report to the state's attorney that a charge has been made.
And no matter what was said, even if the officer admits to committing a crime,
it can't be used in a criminal trial. But under the consent decree that calls for sweeping police reform approved last April, things could change.
We are undergoing a revolution of some sorts in law enforcement. The public's demanding change.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Maryland has called on the General Assembly to change the LEOBR to match the protections of other public employees. On their website, they pinpoint three big issues. 1. Allowing for civilian review of the department and trial board proceedings. 2. Allowing for transparent discipline of officers in which trial boards are open to the public. And 3. Encouraging quicker and more effective investigations of misconduct and police brutality, mainly by cutting down on the amount of time the agency has to respond. Jackson agrees that reform is needed, but says it should happen within the department's consent decree, and heading into these trial boards,
I think, though, what has to happen that we have to educate the public.
With these trial boards open to the public, there will be a steep learning curve for anyone attending them to understand the jargon and proceedings. I'm Dominique Maria Bonessi for 88.1 WYPR.